All right, KFIZ News Time is 9:39, coming up on 9:40 on a Tuesday. It's the ninth day of March of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you as Final Act Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios here this morning. And it's time for one of our regular segments here throughout the month. We welcome in Pastor Craig Ellefson from Celebration Assembly, and we talk about what's happening in the local church community. It's called Live with Abandon, and Pastor Craig joins us on the phone lines here on a Tuesday to kick off this month's segment. Pastor Craig, happy Tuesday. How are you?
Spencer, this is going to be a very unique show for you
okay. And
for our community here. Well, first of all, good morning. How are you doing, my friend?
We're doing pretty well. I mean, the weather's just got everybody in good spirits, I think, and you know, we see the light at the end of the tunnel with the pandemic and all the vaccine distribution stuff. So I think everybody is cautiously optimistic here on a March morning.
Yeah, you know what, Spencer? Maybe there's some people getting a vaccine out there, or maybe it's the weather. But I'm gonna have to admit something. Is that I had two guests scheduled, and they were like, "Okay, it's on the calendar. We're coming." And as of now, they're not here. So it's, I'm like, usually I have no problem talking for 20 minutes. And I do have something I can say, but it's like, yeah, I had two guests and they were like, yeah, we'll be there. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. It's going to be great. But they usually, and it's happened before, it's happened in the past where someone forgets, you know, that's why I like to have two guests so that if one doesn't show, you know, I have the other to kind of help back me up. But when you have two, oh my goodness! Some heads are going to roll, Spencer.
It's the beauty of live radio. Sometimes
I'm thinking, oh no! So hey, what are your plans for Easter this year?
Well, I think we might actually have a gathering this year for Easter. I'm not sure what size that gathering is going to be, but you know, last year around this time, everybody was getting ready to go head first into the unknown with the pandemic, and a lot of things got canceled or done virtually. So I think might actually have an in-person Easter brunch or Easter dinner at one of my family's homes. We'll see what happens with that, but I think it's going to be back to some sort of normal for Easter this year for me.
Yes, same here. We're still, you know, and I know, matter of fact, I'll kind of touch on that. That I know we've already had some people contact us because you probably know those too, is that we usually do our church Celebration Assembly usually does a big Easter egg hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we started it, I think, 9 years ago when my wife and I think this will be our 10th kind of season. But, yeah, and it kind of started as something small. We did it on a Sunday afternoon, and it was great. We did it after church on a Sunday afternoon. I think we had 90, and it was like, okay, that's kind of cool. And then or maybe it was always on a Saturday. I don't remember, but it started pretty small, and then it kind of grew and grew and grew. And I think the last year we did it, which was not last year because of COVID, unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
but 2 years ago in 2019, I think we had, like, you know, like kids alone, like 300. So, I mean, it was huge. And then you add the parents to that. So I know there's probably some people out there because I know, hey, are you guys doing it this year now? Because that last year we couldn't. So what we did is we kind of did more of like a drive-through kind of a thing where they would drive through and then we would still give the kids some candy and some, and it was good. It did what it could. And so this year too, we would love to do it, but we're just feeling, you know, it's going to be Easter, I think it's at the beginning of April this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still feeling it's early. The vaccines are still really rolling out. The social distancing is still going on, and I can't see us putting that many people within our, you know, on our grounds. And so we're probably going to do something a little different. So if you're out there listening, yeah, we'll do something. We'll probably put something on the Facebooks or, you know, in the social media, something in that regard. Because we still want to do something. We love our community, and it's awesome. It's just unfortunate that right now we just got to be, you know, we got to be careful. And so we want to do, you know, what's best for us as a church, our families, and the community. But we do ask you to be patient, and something will be out there soon. So But we're hoping too to do something, you know, as a family as well. With that time, and the weather hopefully should be, you know, now the weather is great now. Now it'll probably be snowing on Easter.
right. Yeah. We're in that, fake spring. Is that what people usually call it?
Yeah. The second, like fake spring, and then you'll have your second winter.
Yeah. Let's hope.
But anyway, there is something I do want to talk about. And first of all, I do want to say again that our goal of this show, is to be a bridge, as many of you know. And it's a bridge between us as churches and the community that we so love and serve, and to let them know the great things that their local churches and ministries are doing and where they can support and get involved. We're very fortunate that here at our city that we have pastors and ministry leaders that come together every single week, every single Wednesday, actually. We come together, we pray for each other, we pray for our churches. We've been praying through the COVID coverings over our churches and our community and over the greater Fond du Lac area. And it's great. I just met with our guys and all of our leaders, I should say, last Wednesday. And it was just a great time. And we just had some great fellowship. And so it is really tight. And it is great when you can invite some people to come on over to do a radio show, and then they don't show up. It's always great. Now, I'm kidding. Kidding. But anyway, the one thing I do want to share, so I'm not mentioning their names. I don't want to put them under the bus yet. But anyway, the one thing that is going on, do you remember Farmers to Family, Spencer?
Yes. Yeah, we talked about that before, haven't we?
Yes. We've been talking about that for a few months now. Mm-hmm. They are continuing. The government is still supplementing this. I don't think they're supplementing. I think they're actually doing it. The government, again, is partnering up with farmers, distributors, and nonprofits to ensure that everyone has access to fresh produce, meat, and dairy that they need during this COVID-19 crisis. And so it is good. This ministry is called Farmers to Families, and it is it's kind of a food kind of a distribution. It is free to the public, to all of our Fond du Lac community. It is a first-come, first-served basis, but I'm just going to let you know right now, Spencer and Fond du Lac, that they do not run out. Matter of fact, there's times where at the end where they're like, you know, how many boxes do you want? How many really do you need? And so I would still try to get there when you can, but I don't think you need to rush there. They're going to do things a little different. I would say the past, every past time that they've done it, it's been on a Wednesday between 10 and noon. And it's been good. It's been great. But then some people have said, you know what? You know, we have a need, but we work during the day. And so it's hard for us to get out to get those food boxes. And so they heard you, and they're going to tailor it a little bit and see if it can work. And so now it's still going to be Wednesday. So here, I'll give you the info. First of all, it'll be Tuesday. Today, Tuesday, March 9th. From 5 to 7 p.m., so make sure you mark that. So tonight from 5 to 7, and then tomorrow, March 10th, the regular time from 10 a.m. to noon. Okay. And that will be, again, where it has been these past few times, and that will be at Lighthouse Christian Church. And that is right on National Avenue, South National Avenue, not too far away. Just a little bit north of that new roundabout on National and Ramsey and Fond du Lac Avenue. Mm-hmm. So, again, that's 401 South National. Just Google it. You'll find it. again, depending on when you go, they're still asking for a limit of 2 boxes per vehicle. So that would probably happen if you first came there. But I can guarantee you if you probably get there a little later, they'll probably have some extras. There's no income requirement. So don't feel like, oh, I don't know if I should take it. Maybe let others take. No, there is no income requirement. I know our family has taken it. It's great stuff. We're still eating some of the box that we got a couple weeks ago. Some great fruit, great cheese, great meat usually in there as well. I think there's usually carrots in there. It's a heavy box. Milk too. Great program. So I think they're going to do it again next week, but I don't quote me on that. But I think they usually do it 2 weeks in a row. So it is really great for the community. I know the government does this, and I know a lot of communities have done this, and it really helps to supply the needs of the community, and I think they also help the needs of our local food pantries and such as well. And so especially, too, for during what's going on with Easter and everything going on, this might just be something that would be great as well. Also, too, it is Easter time. We were just talking about that. And so it is, it's one of those, we do as a pastor, I know that, I recognize that two times a year are usually the biggest times where people say, you know what, we're going to take the family, and we're going to go to church. And especially with COVID, you know, COVID has kind of locked us up. COVID has kind of divided, you know, kind of, when I say divided, I mean kind of, you know, separated us a little bit because we've kind of been sheltering a little more. But I believe this Easter could be that time. Not only do we celebrate, you know, the resurrection of our Lord, but maybe even our, you know, outgoing, coming out of our houses and, you know, going to church, whether you're going again because you've been sheltered in place or maybe going again for the very first time that you haven't gone in a while. And so, and it's a great time to meet people, a great time to, you know, start a friendship. You know, time to kind of get out, you know, maybe kind of that COVID kind of hibernation kind of a thing and getting out and being with others. And what better time than to do that at a local church? And I know I pastor Celebration Assembly, but there are so many great churches in our community that you could be a part of. Just Google, you know, just Google churches or Google, you know, the church that's in your neighborhood and find their times. Most of our churches now are all in person, so, you know, it's time to, you know, get out and be part of a church. If you're already a part of one, go back this Sunday. If you're not, be part of a local church for this Easter. And they're going to be all over the place having special Easter services. And you might be thinking, well, I'm still a little leery with the masks and the social distancing. Every one of our churches understands. And especially like, you know, us, and I know everyone else, we have the hand gel, we have masks, we social distance, we have every other pew open. So, you know what, we're still kind of in that mode, but we still have a lot of room for you. So if you're out there and you're kind of thinking, you know, I do want to try a church out. Why not? You know what? Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you want to, again, try your local church, give them a call, Google them, see when their local times are. Because they're probably going to do multiple times for Easter, and maybe they'll even do a special event. I don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. But I do know for us here at Celebration Assembly, we meet here every single Sunday, and we still will for Easter. We meet here every single Sunday at 10:30 at 825 Fond du Lac Avenue. Again, that's right next to that new roundabout, right next to... what is that called now? It's not Casey Hall. It's called what? Avenue what?
Oh, the Tavern the Ave, is that it?
No.
Some else?
Avenue.
I don't know.
No, it's now Tav is on the other side of
that's
the roundabout.
Right. Yeah,
Avenue,
yeah.
Whatever, 7 is something. Spencer, you're supposed to have the answer.
My brain is empty.
I know. But anyway, it's right next to what used to be Casey Hall. It's Avenue something. Excuse me, they're my neighbors. Excuse me, I forgot the numbers. It's at, like, Avenue something. But anyway, we're right next to them. And so we also, if you're out there and you know someone who speaks Spanish or maybe doesn't understand English, we do have a Spanish service as well that meets during that same time. You can come any Sunday, but we'll do a special Easter service on that Sunday. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. Again, check Facebook out to see what we're going to do for the Easter egg hunt. And then you can also check us anytime at celebrationassembly.org. Again, that's celebrationassembly.org, and you can find out all the great information there. We're also on the Facebooks, as I say, and you can just look up Celebration Assembly, find the link there and find us out. Also, as I tell people, if you want to check us out before you check us out, you can check us out on the YouTubes, and that is at Fond du Lac. I'm sorry, that's at Celebration Assembly Fond du Lac. And then you can look at, you'll see our logo there, and then hit subscribe, and so you never miss a message on there. And so You know what, Spencer? I always, as a pastor, you know what? I don't even need a guest, and I can talk all the way through.
You did a good job with the solo edition of Live with a Band in this month, Pastor Craig.
So I encourage everyone, before I go, I encourage everyone, whether it's here, there, or wherever, you know what? Why don't you try Easter? You know what? Go out for Easter. Try out a church, and I can guarantee you'll be part of a family. You'll be part of something that's bigger than yourself. And you'll be encouraged and strengthened, and, you know, it's going to be awesome for you. Give it a try. Thanks, Spencer.
Yep, thanks. Have a great day. Pastor Craig Olofsson with Celebration Assembly. We were hoping to have guests with him this month, but, well, it was the solo edition with Pastor Craig, but some good discussion, some good topics this week, talking about the Farmers to Families Food Drive and more about Easter happenings and more. Thanks to Pastor Craig, as always, for joining us here on the program as we highlight what's happening in our local church community.